Residents of Soweto have been urged to allow Eskom officials to install prepaid meters or their power supply may be cut off this winter. Now, Eskom made the call after it emerged that the power utilities workers were being threatened and in some cases beaten by community members for trying to install these meters in the township. And this afternoon, we welcome Eskom Gauteng spokesperson Amanda Qeti to tell us a little bit more about this. Amanda, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon, Anissa, and good afternoon to your listeners.
So why is there such resistance coming from the community with regards to the installation of these prepaid meters?
So the reason why this community is refusing us access to install the prepaid meters is because currently they are unconventional, which means that they would use electricity for a month and only pay at the end of the month for what we bill them. And what we are trying to do now is to convert, when we install the split meter, we're converting them to prepaid so that they can then buy the tokens and use what they've paid for. So they do not want to be converted to prepaid so that they can buy the electricity before they use it.
So how difficult is it or has it been for Eskom officials to install these prepaid meters? I mean, they've been threatened and attacked. It must be quite traumatizing for them.
It's quite traumatizing for our technicians, but it's also been a huge challenge to get into certain communities to convert them, because our strategies in trying to collect revenue is to convert our customers from conventional to prepaid right across the province. So it's been really a challenge for us because what we would do, we engage the communities and the leaders in that particular community before we go and convert them to prepaid. You'd find that we would do the engagements, but when it's time for us to commence with the project, that's when they refuse us entry. So this, which is the case in this particular community of Molisane.
Okay. So with this illegal connections, what impact does this have on the energy supply and even, you know, obviously the infrastructure within these communities?
Yeah, so what it would happen is that it overloads the network, and we would have equipment failure because of the overloaded network. What also happens is that obviously it inconveniences the paying customers that are within those communities. It also has an impact on the economy because the businesses that are operating in that area, they are also affected, and also essential services. But also above that, it does affect then obviously our revenue, because we are then forced to go and replace equipment that has been damaged due to network overloading.
Mm-hmm. Is it not possible to provide the employees maybe with security guards, you know, to go with them whilst they install these prepaid meters?
Yes. So what we've done in the recent months, we conduct risk assessments and we identify areas that are hotspots where there's a potential for our employees to be threatened, and we then request escort from our internal security company, and also from externally we arrange that they be escorted. But in this particular area, we had not identified it as a hotspot because we were in agreement with the community that we will go in and install the split meters. However, at the moment, we had to obviously disconnect their supply until they allow us to go into the area and start with the installations.
All right, so this means that those who haven't allowed you to come in to install these prepaid meters are now without electricity.
Unfortunately, we had to resort to disconnecting their supply.
Okay, so can some of this be contributed to what has become a sort of a culture of non-payment, you know? I mean, and that's something that's across South Africa at the moment. And does Soweto already owe, or you know, Eskom, like something like 4 billion rand?
Yeah. So it is also something that's coming from that. But I think what we always remind customers is that government has something that is called free basic electricity, whereby
yes,
if households feel that they cannot afford electricity and other services that are provided by government, they can apply for free basic electricity. And when they register, they are then assessed to determine if they actually do fall under indigent households. And then they are provided certain units for free to assist them, since then they would fall under that category of indigent households. With regards to the Soweto debt, we are currently sitting at more than 4.5. That's the total Soweto debt.
Mm. So what are the advantages of a prepaid meter for these households? Maybe if they understood that, it would make it a little easier, and I'm sure that you've made them aware of this.
Yeah. So I think the first advantage is that you pay for what you're going to use. So you are able to manage your own usage. If you know that for this particular month, I have 300 rand, and you buy the electricity tokens, and you know that you've paid already for the electricity that you'll be using in that particular month. So it helps you with your consumption and you managing your costs yourself. And then secondly, if everyone is on prepaid, it assists because then everyone within that community is not going to overload your network, because we are all on split meters, and also the split meters, it's difficult to bypass it. So you'll find that you have more reliable electricity supply because you don't have unplanned outages within your area.
Mm. And also it makes it difficult for people to steal electricity as well, am I right?
Yes, definitely, because then they can't bypass the meters that we're installing.
Mm. Interesting, because I mean, you know, people should take that into account, but I suppose it's going to take some awareness and education for people to understand that, because it does have quite a bit of benefit. But just on that point of the indigent households being able to apply for a certain limit of electricity, do you perhaps know how they can go about doing that? Because I've just had a listener send me a message wanting to find out how do they go about doing that.
So they need to go to the municipalities, and I know the municipalities have offices for indigent households, so where they can go and then do the application.
All right. All right. Thank you so much for your time. I hope that, you know, some sort of resolution can be found for the situation, because I'm sure that the community would benefit and it would make things easier for Eskom as well. And hopefully, you know, something found out, because the installers as well seem to be taking a knock with regards to this.
Yeah, most definitely. And thank you very much for the opportunity, Anissa. We appreciate it.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you, Amanda. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And that was Amanda Tliti from the spokesperson for Gauteng Eskom, talking to us with regards to installing prepaid meters. And I think, you know, it takes a lot of education, because a lot of people don't understand how that works. And there has been some flashback from it, where people saying, I don't want it because it more of my money goes on the admin costs and things like that. But I think in the long run, it does also change our behavior with regards to the usage of electricity, because you've paid for it already. You know, you don't have it at the back of your mind that this is something I have to pay for, but it's paid for already, and you now have to decide how you're going to use that. And if you forget to switch off lights, or if you are using it, you know, electricity just wastefully, then obviously you are going to find yourself in a situation where you may be without electricity for a period of time until you can replenish. But I think prepaid meters do have a really good way of changing the behavior of many of us who may be using electricity wastefully. I think many people who have had these meters installed come to the realization that their behavior prior to that may have been wasteful, and actually find it quite a good thing to have in their home. So hopefully these people would in Soweto would take the education that they may get from this and be allowing Eskom to put these in, because I think it would help in the long run as well, seeing that many people also try to steal electricity, and it's difficult to do so via these split meters. Well, it's almost time for